Now time for a locker room chat with Onega girls basketball coach Craig Boswell after a couple games from this past week. And coach, starting off with your game on the 2nd against Blue Valley Randolph, you guys dropped that one 59-39. And this is a Blue Valley Randolph team that is right with you guys in the bottom of the league, but they played pretty well in this one. Your overall thoughts on that contest?
They had a couple young girls that really stepped up, and they pressured the ball well against our point guards, but they also created a lot of offense for their team. They're just playing with a lot of confidence right now. They're playing great team ball. The coach, threw a lot of different defenses, presses. Overall, Blue Valley was just the better team, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they've been winning some big games lately. So, hats off to them, but we just got to do a better job, with our turnovers. It's been the Achilles heel of the year for us, and we just got to get better.
And then last night, you guys played Donovan West, falling that one 66-34. And coach, you guys scored the first basket of the game, but then they went on a 13-0 run for the rest of the quarter. And from there, things kind of spiraled out of control, it felt like. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I felt like we kind of were in panic mode a little bit. We were doing some uncharacteristic things, picking up our dribble when we went across court. We weren't the Onega team that should have showed up. I don't know if we really did show up for this one. We just got to get better, game planning, and maybe our practices, we need to change some things around. But we did some different type of personnel in the second and fourth quarter. We have a girl, Abby Ringel, who has been stepping up a little bit when she gets in the game. So we might have to put in a different personnel, just to maybe hopefully create some more offense for us, because right now we've been pretty stagnant the last couple games.
Yeah, Abby, she played well. She scored a couple of points right off the bat when she came in the game, and she finished, I believe, with those 4 points. But kind of talking about things moving forward for the rest of the season, looking at the sub-state standings, this could be pretty interesting. As you tell me, possibly Burlingame could be the 3 seed. If you guys are the 6, you play them, and you say, thank goodness we don't have to play somebody from the TVL.
Yeah. I would always choose another team from a different from a different league and sub-state, that's for sure. I think the girls would probably, step up to the plate a little bit more. It's a team that we haven't seen, and it would just give the game a little bit more of a, more of an interesting, outcome, hopefully, for us. And we would prepare. I think the girls would take on the challenge a little bit more. Our TVL is always tough, and we always hit the TVL hard in the sub-state. And hopefully someday down the road, the state will change that. But we just got to prepare, these next couple big games that we have, could be big opportunities for us if we all come together and play well. And if we can take care of the ball and hopefully get some shots to go in and play like a team, we could be a pretty tough team if we can get that done.
So, coach, you guys have a very difficult schedule coming up this upcoming week. You guys are at Clifton Clyde coming up on Friday, and then on the 13th, next Tuesday, you'll be hosting Frankfort, two teams that are fighting for the top of the Twin Valley League, before we play a non-league game against NEK Homeschool next Thursday. We'll talk about that that game next week. But this upcoming week, this is going to be a tough one for you guys.
Yes. Clifton Clyde, they've got some terrific athletes over there. They're fast. They've got some good shooters. We just got to make sure that we take care of the ball. Our passing has got to be a little bit more efficient. We just got to maybe slow it down a little bit, but also take advantage of their turnovers when we do have that opportunity. We just got to kind of, change the pace a little bit. We're going to do some different things, hopefully, with Clifton Clyde, because, we're going to start preparing for postseason a little bit. And like I said earlier, we're going to maybe try some personnel that's going to maybe help us defensively, because we're giving up a little bit too many points, and that's because we're turning the ball over a little too much. But like I said, hopefully our girls can play hard these next couple games, and, hopefully the shots will fall, and who knows, we might be able to pull up an upset.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it today, and best of luck here in these upcoming two games here.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Manstar Trust.